College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
But I actually want to talk about Washington because the more I've thought about Washington, the more I'm like, damn, like I really wish they added, you know, another outside receiver here because it is all slot candidates. You know, there's like football hipsters that really think Noah Brown's like the truth, but I think he's just like a nice role player who, by the way, was in the slot on 40.6% of his snaps last year. Excuse me, 20.6%. He was only on the field for 40. He's only on the field for 40.6% of his snaps. But he's like had moments as a slot guy. But yeah, I think he's more depth on the outside. You know, Debo is going to be kind of blurred between slot and outside because he's so condensed. And all that stuff. But I'm skeptical he can be like a high target. They're really going to need Luke McCaffrey to step up, which, by the way, didn't chart out Luke McCaffrey in full because just time crunch in the year two drop, but I did have him in the in-season rookie report, and I probably will put him and Vele up on full profiles when we get to last call in August. I just kind of want to see like what are their roles going to be. But I thought he showed a little something as a route runner, and I do think these type of guys in Luke McCaffrey, because again, you're going to pull up and you're going to see like, this is a team that needed receivers and he only ran 246 routes and he had 0.68 yards per out run. Well, he's probably never going to work out in the NFL. And look, he might never work out in the NFL, but
sure,
I do think that people are too hard on these young guys that are obviously developmental players. Yeah. Like same thing with Javon Baker. Like, is it probably over for Javon Baker? Probably, but he
don't was do this
guy.
To me, Matt, do not do this to me. Don't you dare give me a ray of hope on Javon Baker. Don't you dare do that.
The problem with drafting these guys high, and look, like neither of these guys got drafted all that high. Luke McCaffrey was, I think, the last pick in the third round, and Javon Baker was a fourth round pick. It's not as if either of these guys got taken in the first round or anything. Right. But the problem is, like, these guys were obviously developmental players. So, like, it's not, I think we're then double counting, like, oh, they came in and they didn't do anything as rookies. Well, Luke McCaffrey was never going to do anything as a rookie. He was a developmental guy. So, like, if Luke McCaffrey comes out and it's like, oh, he's having a good training camp, he's having a good, which I haven't heard anything yet. I mean, we're in OTAs, but like, if I wouldn't just totally rule that out as nothing. And I actually kind of think he's interesting to just keep on the radar because I thought he showed some decent route running and separation ability in the rookie report when I put it up in midseason. And I was kind of thinking like, oh, maybe he will get some playing time by the end of the year, but this is just a total guess. I don't know this, but this is the team that's trying to, they're like, all right, we're actually good. We're going to the NFC Championship game. We're not trying to develop Luke McCaffrey right now. We're trying to win football games. Okay. Right. So forget developing Luke McCaffrey. We'll do that next year. So maybe there is something there. He is somebody I'm at least going to keep my eye on as we go through the course of the offseason here.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.